Well, it's a pleasure once again to catch up with our techspert. It's Richard Pascoe joining us for the drive home. Just a reminder, if you've got a question for Richard, you can ask away on the drive home page at lafm.com.au because he's full of knowledge, including smartphones at the moment. And are they selling or are they not, Richard? What's the go with them?
They're slowing down. So because we've all got one now. So in the second quarter of 2016, smartphone sales in Australia, we only sold 1.8 million units. It's not bad, though, Leroy, is it? Mm. And that was 18% down from the 2.2 million we shipped in the same quarter last year. Apple's still number one. They've got 40.4% of all smartphones sold in Australia. So in a couple of weeks' time, we'll see the new iPhone 7. But Samsung as well, hot on the heels at number two, because the S7 and the S7 Edge, great phones out there as well. And we've just seen the Note 7 drop as well. Big question out there is, whatever happened to the Note 6? I'll leave you hanging with that one. A bit like Windows 9 disappeared. But globally, the Galaxy S7 outsells the iPhone 6S.
Just on the iPhone and upgrading, that's how they keep reselling, because as you say, like most of us have smartphones these days, but some people still have iPhone 3s and 4s. Like, would you encourage them to upgrade to a 6 or hold off to a 7?
Right now, you would hold off. You should not get an iPhone right now, because all the older iPhones will actually drop down in price. So if you don't want the brand new 7, you should be able to save $100 or $200 on the older iPhones as well. So it's worthwhile you holding out now.
Okay, very good. Now, let's move on to Netflix. And you don't want to get caught in the net with this fake app going around.
You don't. There's a one that comes in that says, your membership is on hold at the moment. Please click here. Please don't do it. Your membership is not on hold. All it will do is steal all your logon details. Then they'll ask you to put your credit card details back in, and you find that credit card will disappear pretty quick. Mm. So don't do that. Just be careful, people.
And we had a question from Michael in Youngstown here regarding Netflix. Is it illegal to share your login details with family and friends?
It's been done before, Michael. But they will know if it all goes out in the field, they'll know how many people actually log on to Netflix.
Okay, right.
You've got to be aware of that, so you've got to be a bit smart about what you do.
Yep. So you're not encouraging that, of course, but
no.
It's up to each individual to do whatever they want. All right, and finally, let's just move on to some antivirus stories you got for us, the do's and don'ts for Mac.
Look, I'll say again, you don't need an antivirus with your Mac. Now, there's a few people out there have got a vast antivirus for their Mac. It's a big problem with that at the moment. So if you go to Facebook, there's a security certificate that Facebook will normally issue to say, yes, you've gone straight to Facebook. But at the moment, if you've got a vast antivirus on your Mac, you're actually going to a vast who are going to Facebook then. So it's kind of a bit like a man in the middle. So everything that you're doing on Facebook is actually getting transmitted through a vast. That's not very good. So if you've got Avast on your Mac, I would uninstall it because it'll make it more secure. I don't believe in antiviruses on the Mac at all.
So you're saying that we should uninstall Avast fast?
There we go. You've done the joke.
Sorry, it's been a big weekend, Richard. I'm sorry. I apologise for all that. But we'll look forward to answering more questions and catching up with you next Monday with Talk Tech. You can ask away on the Drive homepage. Head to lafm.com.au.